time to arrive. Deep dive into stories with nothing to hide. Entertainment news, but bringing it fresh. Unique conversations, digging in depth. Point and click news at your fingertips.
Welcome back for another deep dive.
Today, we're going to be diving headfirst into Apple's latest gamble.
Okay.
Apple Intelligence.
Right.
Forget killer robots for a second. What if AI could actually make your phone, you know, useful?
It's about time, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like Apple's feeling the pressure, too, especially with the iPhone 16 launch right around the corner.
Yeah.
They're betting big on practicality.
Promising a Siri that can actually do things.
Okay.
Not just crack dad jokes on command.
What's intriguing here is their very deliberate approach.
They're not trying to go head-to-head with, like, ChatGPT and its poetry slams.
Right.
Apple Intelligence is all about streamlining the everyday tasks you already do on your phone.
Think managing your calendar like a real assistant.
Okay.
Or effortlessly editing photos with a single voice command.
Oh.
Okay, now that's the kind of AI I can get behind.
But there's got to be a catch, right?
You knew it.
Like a techie asterisk somewhere in the fine print.
As exciting as all of this sounds, Apple Intelligence has one major dependency.
Developers.
Oh, here we go.
Like you.
Apple's grand plan hinges on third-party apps embracing this new system.
Imagine this. You have a car with a voice assistant, but it can only control the radio. No Spotify, no podcast, just whatever the manufacturer decided was cool back in 2002.
My Spotify Wrapped would be a graveyard.
But I get your point. Apple Intelligence is only as good as the apps it can tap into.
Exactly.
And that's where App Intents come in.
Okay.
Think of these as Siri's backstage pass to your app's features.
Developers need to incorporate these tools to give Siri access and let it work its magic.
So no pressure on developers or anything, but the fate of Apple Intelligence basically rests on their shoulders.
Essentially.
Apple's banking on developers, recognizing the potential of App Intents, and putting in the work to integrate them.
If they don't, well, let's just say Siri might be stuck fetching virtual coffee for a while.
Now you might be wondering if developers are actually buying into this whole App Intents thing.
After all, Apple is asking them to learn a new system.
Right.
And let's be honest.
Extra work isn't exactly at the top of a developer's wish list.
True. But Apple's been pretty good at getting developers on board with major changes in the past.
Remember when they rolled out those new iPhone screen sizes?
Yeah, the
app tracking transparency update.
Caused a bit of a stir.
But developers adapted.
Precisely. Apple has a knack for turning potential roadblocks into industry standards.
So how are they planning to work their magic this time?
What's the game plan for getting developers hyped about Apple Intelligence?
Well, based on what we're seeing, it's a three-pronged approach.
Okay.
First, they're going old school with personalized outreach.
We're talking Apple's developer relations team reaching out directly to key developers.
Those with apps that could really shine with Apple Intelligence.
Okay.
It's all about personalized demos and one-on-one support, almost like a concierge service for coding.
I can see how that would be effective.
Getting a call from Apple HQ about your app would definitely get my attention.
Then there's the WWDC hype machine.
Apple's annual developer conference is like Comic-Con for techies.
Right.
Everyone's buzzing about the latest announcements and trying to get their hands on the newest tools.
You can bet Apple will be showcasing Apple Intelligence in a big way.
With dedicated sessions, early access to tools.
And maybe even a surprise guest appearance by Tim Cook himself.
Okay, maybe not Tim Cook.
But still, that's a big deal.
And of course, we can't forget about the ultimate motivator. The App Store Spotlight.
Yeah.
Being an early adopter for a new feature like Apple Intelligence.
That's like hitting the app development jackpot.
Millions of downloads, prime visibility, the works.
Wow.
Especially for smaller developers, that kind of exposure is invaluable.
It's make or break stuff.
So from a developer's perspective, there's a lot of potential upside to getting in on the ground floor with Apple Intelligence.
Absolutely, but.
There's always a but.
With great power comes great responsibility, and some developers are hesitant about the workload involved.
Integrating App Intents does require time and resources.
Right.
And not every developer has those to spare.
Especially smaller teams.
And there's always the risk that Apple Intelligence might not take off.
It's a big gamble, And not every bet pays off.
That's the gamble, isn't it?
We're seeing a mix of cautious optimism and wait and see from the developer community.
Okay.
Some are diving headfirst, eager to be at the forefront of this new wave.
Others are taking a more measured approach, waiting to see how the initial rollout goes.
How users respond and whether Apple can truly deliver on its promises.
So we've got developers hedging their bets, which makes sense. But
sure.
Let's shift gears for a second and talk about the average iPhone user.
Okay.
The one who downloads apps, not builds them.
What does Apple Intelligence actually mean for them? Is this going to be a life-changing upgrade?
Or just another flashy feature that fades into the background?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
If Apple pulls this off, it could fundamentally change how we interact with our phones.
Okay.
Forget dictating texts.
Imagine a Siri that's like having a real-life personal assistant in your pocket.
Okay.
One that can actually manage your calendar like a pro.
We're talking proactively rearranging meetings, coordinating schedules with other people, even
wow.
booking those appointments. You always forget, like getting your dog groomed.
Well, without you lifting a finger.
Okay, you're speaking my language now.
My to-do list is quaking.
But seriously, that level of AI integration would be a game changer.
It would be.
What else can Apple Intelligence do?
Let's talk about photo editing.
Remember when we used to spend hours fiddling with filters and sliders?
Yeah.
With Apple Intelligence, you could potentially tell Siri,
make me look amazing in this photo.
And
boom, it's done.
Siri, my new best friend and personal photo editor.
Exactly.
I like it.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Apple Intelligence isn't limited to individual apps.
They're aiming for seamless integration across the board.
Okay.
Picture this. You're running late for work.
So you tell Siri, order my usual coffee, and then text my boss that I'm on my way.
Okay.
Siri would not only place your coffee order through your favorite app,
uh-huh.
but also fire off a perfectly worded text message to your boss.
All in the background while you're doing other things?
All right. That's seriously impressive.
I can see why Apple's making such a big deal out of this.
It's not just about making Siri smarter. It's about making the entire iPhone experience more intuitive and efficient.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there. Remember that Mako Sequoia update we mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
It's going to be deeply integrated with Apple Intelligence, even more so than iOS.
Okay.
One standout feature is something they're calling iPhone, mirroring drag and drop.
Okay.
Imagine this. You're working on your Mac.
And you need a photo or document that's on your iPhone.
Yeah.
No more emailing it to yourself or relying on clunky workarounds.
Right.
With this feature, you'll be able to seamlessly drag and drop files between your devices as if they were one unified system.
That's huge for productivity.
No more airdropping files to myself like a digital carrier pigeon.
It's a game changer for sure, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
macOS Sequoia will have a whole suite of AI-powered features.
From a supercharged Siri to even smarter photo editing tools.
Apple clearly sees this as a make-or-break moment for both its mobile and desktop operating systems.
The stakes are high.
They are.
If Apple can pull this off.
If they can get developers on board and deliver on these promises.
It could be a knockout punch.
A real reason for people to upgrade their phones or maybe even switch from Android.
No doubt.
Mm.
But we also have to acknowledge the flip side.
What if Apple Intelligence falls short?
Okay.
What if developers drag their feet or users find the whole thing too complicated or just not that useful?
Yeah, we've seen smart features fall flat before.
Remember 3D Touch?
Right.
Sometimes the technology is there, but it just doesn't resonate with people.
Exactly. It's a gamble. And only time will tell if it pays off for Apple.
Well, one thing is for sure, whether it's a revolutionary success or a cautionary tale, Apple Intelligence is going to be interesting to watch. We've explored the tech, the potential, and even the potential pitfalls. But now the question is, what will you do with it? Will you be the one building the next killer app that takes full advantage of Apple Intelligence? Or will you be the one mastering Siri to finally conquer your to-do list and streamline your digital life? This is just the beginning, folks, and things are about to get very interesting. Thanks for diving in with us today.